USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Cuban believes Twitter is now looking for the proverbial white knight after Elon Musk offered to buy the social media site. The Dallas Mavericks owner tweeting he expects other tech companies like Google and Facebook are talking with antitrust lawyers in hopes of seeing if they can buy Twitter. Speaking at the TED 2022 conference on Thursday, Musk talks about Twitter's free speech limitations, and he says it depends on the country and its laws.
Twitter or any forum is bound by the laws of the country that it operates in. Obviously, there are some limitations on free speech in the U.S., and of course, Twitter would have to abide by those rules.
President Biden set to talk supply chain infrastructure and economic revival in North Carolina today. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The alleged New York City subway shooter is waiving a preliminary trial. 62-year-old black nationalist Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He will also undergo a psychiatric evaluation. A Republican governor is protecting the lives of the unborn.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday signed into law a bill that bans all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation allows abortions past 15 weeks in cases of medical emergency or if there's a fatal fetal abnormality. In such cases, abortions must be reported to the state along with information on why the procedure was provided. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FAA is fining a woman $82,000 after the woman bit members of a flight crew. The outburst happening on a flight last July from Dallas to Charlotte. USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house. Why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a 3-pack. You can put one in the kitchen. You can put one in the living room. You can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in my promo code CLASSIC3 and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code CLASSIC3 and you'll also get free shipping.
The rising price of gas is a big contributor to the jump in retail sales last month. Overall, retail sales grew by 0.5% in March. Online sales continuing to be strong as that area rose nearly 6.5%. The White House says that the supply chain issues are expected to continue past the end of the pandemic. Port of Long Beach Executive Director Mario Cordono tells Fox Business that he does not expect a recession.
There's more aggressive, active monitoring here with regard to the inflationary issue.
He adds that the ports are seeing record numbers and Americans are continuing to purchase products despite inflation. The White House says COVID-19 exposed the weak points in the supply chain and it could take a while to fix them. A new study from the grocery delivery service Instacart is listing the most popular Easter candies purchased around the nation. Instacart releasing a list of the top 10 Easter candies purchased in the country and the number one treats favored in each state. Cadbury Cream Eggs came in number one overall in the United States. Instacart saying America's top 10 candies are Cadbury Cream Eggs, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, Jelly Beans, Mini Chocolate Eggs, Hershey's Kisses, M&M's, Lindt's Milk Chocolate Bunny, Brock's Jelly Bird Eggs, Peeps Marshmallow Chicks, and Hershey's Chocolate Candy Eggs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.